Welcome back to Money News right around the country. One thing you might notice if you're heading towards the supermarkets in the next little while, a shortage of eggs. Actually, I must admit, I was in the supermarket today, had a look around, plenty of eggs around the place, but that was where I was. It's not like that all around the country. Partly it's seasonal, but also potentially new rules that we've talked to you about before in regards to the definition of free-range eggs and what farmers have got to do, in particular in their sheds, to make the changes so that they can call their eggs free-range. Let's now go to the Chief Executive of the Queensland United Egg Producers. That's John Coward, who's on the line. Many thanks for your time, John.
Thanks, Ross.
Just tell me, I mean, is this really about the seasonality? I mean, the winter months obviously are relatively slower laying conditions. Is it the increased consumption or is it the new rules? Or is it a combination of all of them?
Ross, you are spot on, mate. It's a combination of all three. The seasonal conditions, as we find more producers are moving towards free range, have found that during the winter months, you get about a 5 to 10% reduction in number of eggs being produced. So any persons out there that are listening to this advice would know that they understand that eggs being produced during the winter months are far less than during summer. So we see about a 5 to 10% reduction in eggs being produced. That's what's causing the key issue. Plus, at the same time, over the last 2 years, producers have been concerned about the number of issues that farmers have to face to produce free-range eggs. So they've been waiting for government regulation to come forward.
Although the fair trading ministers have agreed, that was back in March, about this 10,000 birds per hectare standard. And I know we spoke with some of the free trade, the fair trading ministers at that time. But the important part about this was that there needed, in some cases at least, to be renovations or changes to the sheds. But what you're saying is that the rule changes have not yet been properly clarified or brought in for the farmers themselves.
They haven't. Look, the general definition is there, but the detail has not been defined. And that'll come out about probably Christmas time. So farmers over the last 2 years have not been investing because of that reluctance. Of understanding about the clarity of those informations. So what we've seen is let's wait until those come out. That's what farmers think. That's about now until Christmas. In the meantime, we've been impacted by a number of situations, which is during winter months, particularly free-range farms are impacted by colder and shorter days. That means hens say, whoa, this is not the period for me to lay eggs. So we've got about a 5 to 10% reduction in the number of eggs being produced. So if you combine all that together with consumers are saying, whoa, I actually enjoy eggs because they're a valued protein, $7 a kilogram, unless those that come from beef and mutton and lamb facilities in relation to proteins are about $20 to $25 a kilo. So people are saying, I think I'd prefer to buy eggs, but at the same time, eggs are going, whoa, we haven't produced more eggs at the moment.
Just so one other aspect of this. I understand that the packaging obviously has to be changed as well in the future.
It does.
To show the density of chickens per hectare for the eggs that were produced. I presume also once those rules are genuinely clarified and there's got to be a reprint, that's also going to take some time to bring that in.
It will. And we're thinking by about Christmas, the industry will see the clarification of that. The rules about free range, so consumers can say, if I want to buy hens that are housed in facilities that have got meaningful access to the outside, meaning that when they want to go outside, they can, and they've got free access to go outside, and that's what the industry has been longing for. And if the consumer says, well, I prefer there to be less hens on the free range facility provided, that information will be provided on pack.
And presumably price will be reflective of that. Do you think there's likely to be any price rises for eggs? Because obviously supermarkets never like prices going up these days, but if there's a shortage of supply, it's almost inevitable.
It is. Supply and demand is always there. But in the short term, those producers who produce eggs under a less area of confinement to the birds will say, then we have provided the birds more area to operate, so we would like a higher price point. Those that provide still adequate space for the birds to roam on the free range, we can meet consumers' demands, and there'll be a lesser price for that. The consumer will make that choice. So that's where we're at the moment. And that's probably about, 12 months away. But in the short term, the winter months are impacting, so consumers will see a shortage in supply on shelves, and that's what we're experiencing at the moment. That's probably 2 to 3 months away before the summer months come back in. Hens start to lay a few more eggs, and consumers can be guaranteed that they will have ongoing supply.
There you go. John Coward is the Chief Executive of the Queensland United Egg Producers. This is the reason why you might be paying a few more dollars for your eggs. Not per dollars per carton, I wouldn't have thought, but at least a few extra cents for your eggs in the next little while. But also other issues that we've spoken about before, in particular, not only the conditions under which those hens are laying, but also on top of that, the way in which that information will be displayed to you on the cartons. And John, we appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Ross.